Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Amen. Establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, you know the deal. My beautiful wife, my girlfriend, Katasha Riley, couldn't be here today because you know she's at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop holding it down for the Rileys. Anyway, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. Hey, listen up. Today's show, it's near and dear to my heart. It's something that we talked about in the past, but it's important. We have some things coming up in the future, and I have two beautiful souls in the studio with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio Miss Kristen and Miss Toya. That's correct.
That's it. Toya.
Toya. Okay, then. All right. Toya, all right. Toya. All right. Well, listen. Today's Sunday conversation is entitled Down Syndrome Association of Columbus. We're going to keep it simple. That'll work, ladies?
Mm-hmm. That works.
Okay, outstanding. So we're going to go ahead and get down to the get down. What is Down Syndrome?
So Down Syndrome is a genetic...
condition that happens when two cells,
chromosomes
you get forming together, and it happens right at the beginning. So you end up having an extra chromosome of the 21st copy.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is there different types of Down syndrome?
Yes, there are three different types of Down syndrome. We have mosaic, translocation, and trisomy 21.
Okay, now can we explain that to our listening audience?
So trisomy 21 is the most common form of Down syndrome, and that is when you have the 21st extra copy chromosome attached to the 21st chromosome. Then you have translocation, which is the 21st chromosome can be attached to other chromosomes. So that extra copy, instead of it being on the 21st, it is... it could be on 4, it can be on 12.
Now, does it matter which one is on, or is it the same thing in the person?
Recent research and studies have shown that which one that it's attached to can differentiate within cognitive delay or just other types of, other things can happen.
Okay, I understand.
And now, usually with that one, it does usually most commonly attach to the 14th chromosome.
Outstanding. Now, you ladies are part of an association. What's the name of the association?
It's the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Columbus.
And what do you guys do?
So we are a group of mothers who started this association back up because we were formerly known as the Chattahoochee Valley Down Syndrome Association. But this year, like we had announced in March, that we were rebranding to get a broader base period and to really get out there into the community. So what we have done is we went to a conference in Texas and we brought back lots of different resources and knowledge on how to grow our association and how to better serve our members. Because not only do we serve the Down syndrome community, we also, there is a dual diagnosis of autism where our kids can have Down syndrome and autism. And the crazy thing about that is that they're very similar traits with the both of them, but then they're also different. So we have started not only including the Down syndrome community, but just all intellectual.
Right, right. Branching into autism. And really our main goal is how common autism is talked about. We want to make sure that the Down syndrome community is also talked about just as equally because it affects most of our children.
Now, you said earlier, a group of mothers, so fathers can't join this organization because I feel some kind of way.
No, yes, of course. We welcome fathers. We are actually looking for fathers to join our board. We just haven't had any applicants yet, but if you know anyone, send them our way.
So you have to be the father of someone with Down syndrome to join the board?
No, you just have to have an interest lost, basically, in the Down syndrome community of wanting to help us to promote our mission and vision. So you can be a parent, you can be a community member, you can be an educator. So it's open. It's basically open to parents, caregivers, guardians, community members. Anyone can join if you have a common interest in promoting our mission.
Outstanding. Now, in front of me is a flyer. Now, I don't want to talk about the flyer because I don't know what's going on with the flyer. So could one of you ladies please tell our listening audience what is going on October 5th?
So October 5th, we are having our Buddy Walk, which is the Greater Columbus Buddy Walk. It is a nationally branded event that was first organized by the National Down Syndrome Society in 1995. And with it being a nationally branded event, we are able to have bigger, more resources and to hold a bigger event. Last year we had just a family fun day, but this walk is really out there. It's our largest fundraising event, and we're out there spreading Down syndrome awareness and just being out there for the community. And this is an all-inclusive event for everyone in the community. It is not just for families or individuals with Down syndrome. It is for everyone.
Right. Okay, all differing abilities.
Now, what are you going to be doing out there? Is it going to be inflatables? I mean, what activity is going to be out there?
So we have a DJ. So we'll have some dancing going on. Inflatables will be there. We're going to have food trucks. We have a gaming truck that will be on site. The sheriff's office will also be there. Face painting, magicians. So you
clowns,
name it.
Clowns going to be there?
No, I don't think any clowns.
Because clowns are scary.
Yeah. That's,
no. Okay. Yeah.
Outstanding. Now, what is that date again and location?
It'll be Saturday, October 5th at Columbus State University, Lindsay Mock Pavilion in the intramural field.
Now, how can someone reach you guys if they want to participate?
If you would like to participate, you can go to our Facebook profile, our Facebook page, and you can click the link that tells us about the Downs, about the Buddy Walk. And it will take you to our Buddy Walk event page. Or you can go to our website, which is dsagreatercolumbus.org. And the three little bars at the right, you can click on it and go down to Buddy Walk, and it will take you straight to our Buddy Walk page.
Outstanding. Now, I know sometime, and I know you ladies don't like this, but sometime people stare at things they don't understand. And so I want you ladies to tell us something about Down syndrome that could better help the public understand maybe what you guys are going through or what that child or person is going through.
So one thing that I will say is don't just stop and stare, but stop and say hello.
Right.
Because I can tell you again from my little one, he wants to say hi. He wants to hug you. So he is very social, very, very social. However, you know, Down syndrome children and adults, they usually tend to look a little different with their facial features. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, too, again, with the dual diagnosis of Down syndrome and autism, behaviors may mimic, if you know anything about autism and the stemming, making noise, flapping hands, you know, things of that nature, you may see that. You may see a temper tantrum, and it may take a little longer, you know, to get them back around. But sometimes just showing care, mm-hmm. And showing love and being able to just come and say hello, you know, and I still encourage mine to say hello. And we're trying to teach them the same things that, you know, we teach other children of being sociable, having the conversation, being able to meet and greet those and just social cues that you would normally do out in public.
Outstanding. Miss Christian?
So one thing that I have noticed is when we go to events or like get-togethers or gatherings out in the community, people will, you know, they're handing kids out candy, they're handing kids out cookies, they're handing kids out pizza, and they always come to me and they're like, is it okay if he has that? And I'm like, yeah.
Right. He's a kid too.
He's a kid. And they're like, well, you know, we just didn't know if, like, I'm like, what do you mean you didn't know? Right. Like, you don't know that that kid over there doesn't have a peanut butter allergy. Like, my kid is just like your kid. Mm-hmm. So, just treat him like a normal Right.
You know, I said this last time you ladies was on the show. I love the passion that you have for children or people with Down syndrome. And like I said, I know good and well, like I told her, you guys don't play. I would be scared to meet both you guys in the alley because y'all just don't play. Now, what is the population of, is the correct term Down syndrome?
That is the correct term, yes.
Okay. Now, what is the population of children or adults with Down syndrome in Columbus?
In Columbus, I couldn't tell you that because there's a lot of different, you know, you don't really have that information. I can't call and get that because of HIPAA. But I can tell you that 1 in 700 babies are born with Down syndrome.
Outstanding. Now, if there is a father or mother out there listening and maybe they don't have a support group or some kind of group, how can they get in touch with you guys?
You can go to our webpage, which is dsagreatercolumbus.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook and send us a Facebook message. And if you have questions or need resources and you want to be completely anonymous, that's completely fine. Like, we respect everyone's privacy, and especially for new expectant mothers and fathers and grandparents who are expecting a child with Down syndrome, it's okay. Like, we will be there, and we can give you those resources.
I love it. Now, you said 1 in how many children are born with Down syndrome?
1 in 700.
1 in 700. Now, is there a test that you can take to determine whether or not your child will have Down syndrome?
Yes. So at 11 weeks now, you can have the NIPT test, which is a blood test, and it's not invasive. It's non-invasive, and what they do is they test your blood, the mother's blood, and then they check for chromosomal abnormalities. And this is the test that most women get when they're looking, when they're wanting the gender.
Right. Man, that is awesome. Now, can someone develop Down syndrome later on in life? Is that a possibility?
No,
or is
you're
something
born,
you're
with,
born
it.
With it. Now, does the symptoms increase as you get older, or about to stay the same?
So it varies. It's just like you and I as humans, you develop at different stages. So all children, it's not a race. Development is not a race. It's basically you develop at different stages. So the same thing with our children. That's why it's very important to build your support system very early so that you can gain those resources and reaching out to other parents, because now Christian and myself, we laugh and joke about our children being siblings because they mimic each other, you know, but my son may be different from someone else's son, you know, as far as behaviors and learning disabilities, you know, but it can increase. But the more resources that you have and interventions, as well as parents and caregivers working with their children at home, as well as partnering in the school system, the better that your children can develop.
Outstanding. Just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mrs. Kristen and Miss Toya from the Down Syndrome Association of Columbus. Now, I want both you guys, girls, young ladies, to answer this question. Why do you advocate so hard and so passionate for this organization?
So I can say for myself, I want my son to be treated just as anyone else. You know, we look at all human beings as individuals. Our children are individuals as well. They're just differently abled. All of us are differently abled. Just at work today, we read a story. I was in a training, and we read a story called All Are Welcome. And that's ultimately what we want. All are welcome. Does not matter the ability, does not matter the culture, the ethnicity, all are welcome.
Outstanding.
And for me, it's kind of personal. So I actually adopted my son Braden through my husband. So Braden came into my life where I came into Braden's life when he was 5.
Wow.
And he did not have the necessary resources or the therapies or interventions, mainly because there was COVID going on, and also because my husband was a single father, not knowing. But when I started reaching out and finding resources, I could not find anything, nothing. And it was so frustrating because I just felt like alone in this whole thing. And I finally met someone at my job, and she brought me into the DS Mama Tribe Facebook group on Messenger and started talking. And then once CVDSA started back up again, we started volunteering and going real hard. And then we rebranded. And so, you know, now we have the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Columbus, and we are building it to where no mother or father, no one is left behind, no child is left behind. Everyone can have the interventions and the resources, because individuals with Down syndrome, babies, they can start interventions as early as 6 months old.
Right. Now, do you recommend starting intervention as soon as possible?
Yes.
As soon as possible. The younger they are, because especially the first 3 years of life, mm-hmm. that is very important brain development mm-hmm. for any child. So especially those first 3 years, it's very important to get those interventions.
Outstanding. Now, can people with Down syndrome live a normal life?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Just like, you know, they all want to grow up and, you know, grow up to be adults and have jobs. And
speaking of jobs, I've seen different businesses around Columbus actually hire people with Down syndrome. And, I mean, for me personally, the service, you couldn't tell the difference.
Right, right.
You couldn't.
Right, because they're people, right. just like you and I. And they want to,
they might
want to
have a little bit more friendlier than
right.
your regular customer service right. person who might right. be a little irritated for the day.
Now, what stigma, ladies, that's associated with Down syndrome that we need to educate the public on?
So you just mentioned the word educate. Just because you have Down syndrome does not mean you're incapable of learning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's one of the biggest things, is that, you know, learning disabilities. You know, a lot of us may have, you know, again, the development, it's not a race. You know, some catch on a lot quicker, mm-hmm. some may not. And so it's about education. And just knowing that they have the ability to learn.
Outstanding. Now, let's talk about what's going on October 5th. We need to drive this in.
We are having the Greater Columbus Buddy Walk. It is the return of the Buddy Walk.
Since 2017.
Yes. Yes, so everyone needs to come out. You can join a team. You can make your own team. You can simply donate. So it's a big fundraiser.
Or just register as a participant.
Right.
Outstanding. Now, is Down syndrome considered a disability? It can
yes,
be.
Yes, it's considered legally a disability.
Correct.
But people with Down syndrome still can hold a job and go to school.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes. And all this other stuff.
Yes.
But it's just like with any typical child or young adult, teenager, nothing is set in stone or permanent. So mm-hmm. just because my child has Down syndrome does not mean that he cannot learn or do things at the rate of anyone else. But also, I have a son, Liam, who is only 20 months. I don't know where what his future holds. He may not ever want to work and mm-hmm. have the ability to work, or he may go down a different path or
whatnot. I like that.
Like, right. So it doesn't really matter. That's where my stigma that I don't like is you just don't know with anyone.
Right.
You don't know what the road and right. what the future holds.
But it's just about having high expectations in general for any child.
Outstanding. Now, I asked you guys a bunch of questions. Is there something that you guys want to discuss that maybe I didn't cover so far that you want the public to know?
I do want the public to know that we were the Chattahoochee Valley Down Syndrome Association, but we have rebranded to the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Columbus. And not only are we serving Columbus, Georgia, and our surrounding cities, we also service Phenix City, Alabama. We service all the way up until Auburn. Whoever wants to join as a member, it is free. You will not be disappointed, because all it is a bunch of people who are passionate about their children with Down syndrome and how we can make the world a better place for them.
Outstanding. Now, you don't have to say your son's name, but tell us about your sons.
So my son is Brayden. Mm-hmm. He is going to be 9 years old in 2 weeks. I cannot believe it.
What does he love to do?
He loves to be outdoors. He loves to be outdoors. Anything outdoors, he will just sit outside in 105 degree weather. That was a problem this summer, because he just sit out there. And I'm like, mama is hot. So let's do something. Mm-hmm. But no, he loves to play outside. He loves to help if he can help with anything. So, I mean, if anything, he likes to eat too. He loves his pizza and cheeseburgers. Or his steak.
What
his
child don't? His number one. I mean, you guys said it. I mean, they are still normal children.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. So they still eat cheeseburgers. They still like to watch
cheeseburgers, pizza, grilled cheese.
And that's the thing is, I used the term normal earlier, and I don't even like for myself to use that, because what is normal, right? They're just children.
That's another show.
Right.
That's another show.
Right.
That's another show. And I'm going to go back to what you said about you just don't know. I mean, it could be normal to me, but abnormal to you. Now, right. Why would a person that's physically able to work not work?
Right.
You know, tell us about your son.
So my son, his name is Lavelle, and he loves anything to do with music and dancing. If there's a party, you will find him on the dance floor. Until the party ends, he shuts it down. But he's also one that he loves to help. He's very social. I will say he is a ladies' man. So most males that he comes into contact with, he might shake your hand, he may say hi, but for the most part, especially your wife, I know he would definitely be drawn to her.
Yeah, because she's pretty.
So he may give you a run for your money. Okay. I'm just going to let you know. Right. But he loves to help. He loves, like I said, anything with music. And then he's really getting into, he's 11 mm-hmm. now. So he's that preteen age. Mm-hmm. So most preteens are starting to get into video games and some of those cartoons. And he's there.
But I know maybe it's not on subject, but you have to be careful dealing with these young people, the cartoons, because we grew up with Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right.
These cartoons are different now.
Yes. So I definitely monitor anything that he watches.
You have to. Yeah. They borderline something else.
Yes.
Now, ladies, let's talk about being a mother of someone with Down syndrome. I don't want to say being a mother, you have challenges anyway.
Correct.
Being a mother and a father.
Definitely.
But I'm trying to find the right word, because I know you two ladies do not play. Okay.
What is the most challenging part about having a child with Down syndrome? Excuse me. For me, it has to do with healthcare and physicians and mm-hmm. having medical treatment, because so much medical overshadowing. Medical overshadowing.
What is that?
Happens. It's where they look at your child, and instead of treating the symptoms, they just say, "Oh, well, it's common in Down syndrome. It's common in people or children with Down syndrome."
So, and I'm like, individual. I'm like,
well,
diagnosis.
It's really like not my son should not have, you know, strep throat for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And it's just it's very challenging. I mean, we have a fantastic pediatrician, which is Rivertown Pediatrics. Mm-hmm. We love them. But in the hospitals, especially the emergency rooms and urgent care, physicians, nurses, they're just not educated for that to be the number one abnormality as far as, you know, with children when they're born. Mm-hmm. So it's just mind-blowing.
Toya?
So for me, you know, just to piggyback off of what she says, so ditto, with the healthcare and the challenges, but also just I kind of go hard a little bit more with the on the education mm-hmm. side, because again, autism is very wide known. Mm-hmm. So much so that a lot of our schools have autism wings and autism units. Mm-hmm. I had to fight for my son to receive services based on his autism diagnosis.
But doesn't is that covered up on the IEP?
So it is. Okay. And again, I had to fight hard to make sure that mm-hmm. it was included mm-hmm. in his IEP so that he can receive mm-hmm. some of the same services that autism children receive. And so I will say that with Muskogee County, you have some in the Office for Exceptional Students. They're learning mm-hmm. a lot more, and they're starting to see, oh, this is what you were talking about. So much so we even had someone who actually attended the Down Syndrome Convention this past summer.
Oh, awesome.
And learned a lot, you know, because it takes more than just us parents fighting and saying, yeah, you know, can you hear me? Can you see my child? But for them to actually be taken a little bit more seriously, mm-hmm. that it's not just about getting in a self-contained classroom and functional curriculum, but knowing that sometimes with the smaller ratio size that's in an autism unit, my child can benefit from that too, you know? So that's just one little tidbit, but I'm more.
Outstanding. You know, I think that God places certain parents with certain kids for a reason. And you two ladies are definitely, I believe, some of the parents that God placed in these children's lives for a reason. Because I'm telling you two, don't play. Y'all don't play.
They're our children. I know, you know, right? Just like you fight for yours, we're going to fight for ours,
I'll kill
too.
A brick about mine. Let's talk about what's coming up October 5th.
So again, October 5th, Greater Columbus Buddy Walk, October 5th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Columbus State University, Lindsay Mock Pavilion in Intramural Field. We have inflatables, a DJ, food trucks, game trucks, face painting, magician, and more.
No clowns.
No clowns.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, the last minute of our show is dedicated to the marriage minute. And so I want both of you guys to tell me just a little bit about relationships, advice on relationships. It could be relationship as far as friendship, marriage, dating, relationship with your children. I just need some relationship advice for my listening audience.
So I am actually going to give mother-to-mother relationship advice.
Mother-to-mother relationship advice.
So as a mother with a child with Down syndrome, it can be very isolating and it can be very lonely. But the more support and the more people that you surround yourself with who are, you know, going through the same thing that you're going through, don't be afraid to, like, pick up the phone and say, hey. Or if you see someone in the grocery store, actually with any mother, because being a mother is isolating sometimes. But just to know that the relationship is there and that we're all here for it.
Toya?
So one word of advice that I would give is making sure you take time for yourself. Within the dating scene, because, you know, when you get into relationships, and especially if you're married or, you know, parents to a child with Down syndrome, it can be draining. So making sure that you take time out just for yourself in the relationship without your children, you know, get a babysitter, same thing, have date nights. And spending time with each other, but also not being afraid to take some time for yourself, because a lot of times you cannot pour from an empty cup. You have to refill your cup.
Wow.
So
amen. Amen to that.
Take that time.
Amen to that. My relationship advice is create an environment for your spouse to succeed, because environments determine the outcome of your relationships. Great environments, great relationships. Negative environments, your relationship will die. This has been Gerald Riley from the Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. He's out.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.